All right, y'all, I have this late breaking news, y'all. Now, yesterday, the police were called y'all to Miss Catherine's Calabasas, California mansion, honey. Now, Janet, Jermaine, y'all, and Randy, they're saying y'all that they may go to jail because they went to the mansion yesterday to pick up Prince Michael, Paris, and Prince, right. Michael Jackson's kids. Well, they're saying, y'all, that Randy told Prince Michael that he had to leave with them, that he had a private jet, y'all, chartered to take them to Arizona to see Miss Catherine. Well, they said that Prince, y'all, firmly held his ground and told his Uncle Randy he wasn't going nowhere.
Why?
He said he was not going nowhere, and they said the security detail prevented the three kids, to leave the state. Now, they're saying, y'all, that the police was called and told Randy and Jenny and Jermaine that they had to leave the state. Now, they're saying because they do not have legal rights to the house. Well, Janet told them that they did have legal rights, but they said, come to find out, they do not have legal rights. But they're trying to get these kids to get with Miss Catherine. But my thing is, they are being very disrespectful to their uncles and aunts, number one. They were adopted, number one. They should be happy, hell, that somebody want to be bothered with them and try to take care of them and stuff. But now that they know that they have their quote-unquote legal rights and whatever, and that Michael left the money to them and to Miss Catherine, not to his siblings, because he cut all his siblings out of the will. These kids are just acting real crazy to me, and they trying to kill Miss Catherine.
So why were they trying to take them to Phoenix?
Because that's where Miss Catherine is. They're saying Miss Catherine.
She live in Phoenix. She don't live in California.
No, she lives in California, but she's visiting Reby.
And if people that don't know Reby, you have to see the video Centipede.
She'd be so pretty coming down them steps.
Exactly. But you know what, though? I think it's sad, though. And I think they honestly are trying to kill Miss Catherine. She's like 82 years old, and they putting her through all this stress. And these kids are just being very wayward because, I mean, if it was any normal kid, they would go with their grandmother because there's nobody at the house with them. So why would you want to stay at this house?
Well, they said he sent her out there because she was kind of stressed out and they wanted to keep her away from phones and computers and, like, you know, the media from bothering her for a few days.
Yeah, but she spent a lot of time on Facebook.
Yeah, but what these three kids are, who they at home with? Who are these three kids at home with? They're not at home. Do they have the nannies or what? I mean, you know, Paris already talking about she want to be a pole dancer. She want to be an actress. She want to be this. She's just getting out of hand. And right. And they need to be with their grandmother because she's their guardian.
And they sent Miss Catherine to Phoenix.
They sent her to Phoenix. They say to be with Reba and to
now,
go to a
spa. Now, where's
a
Joe Jackson in all of this?
Yeah. Ain't, ain't nobody said nothing about Joe.
Is he still living?
Yeah, Joe's still living.
Yeah, don't hear the English Bulldog.
Oh, Lord. But ain't nobody heard nothing about Joseph, y'all. And I hate that they're doing that to Miss Catherine, but y'all, but we're going to follow this story, y'all, because it's sad, though, because these kids, honey, they do not need to be experiencing or putting their grandmother through, especially being sassing their uncle, talking about they ain't going no dog away.
Well, they don't want to go with Catherine Jackson because she's going to make them go to church.
But they need to go to church to be with Jehovah.
And ain't nobody, there were no arrests made, though. And but they said that a battery did take place. The police were called. There's actually pictures on different websites. I'm looking at TMZ right now where you can tell that Jermaine and Janet are in a very heated exchange, fist balled up, you know.
Okay, what is Jermaine and Janet arguing about?
That's what we're talking Probably. About, the whole thing, yeah, back and forth with the kids.
He was using her eyeliner for his hair?
Yeah, I think. I think she left it in the car and it got real hot and it melted. That's what he was mad
and
about.
And then he took it and put it on his hair.
But
they got another picture of Ebony. They showed that we was watching Ricky. They had Miss Catherine playing Uno with Reby and her other grandkids.
Right, and for all the people like that don't know who Reby Jackson is, she's in the Centipede video.
You gonna keep saying that?
Okay. Reby is the oldest child to Joseph and Catherine Jackson. The oldest.
So Reby is the oldest.
She's the oldest. Yeah, she's the oldest. She was first.
I didn't know that.
She's the oldest child. Period.
I thought Jackie was the oldest.
No, Reby's the oldest.
Okay, for everybody out there that don't know who Reby Jackson is, go to YouTube and pull up the video Reby Jackson Centipede.
Rolling like a centipede.
We're gonna pray for the Jacksons.